All right, welcome back to B-Roll, the podcast. I'm here today with G. She is the lady, the CEO of Naked Soul Solutions. How are you today?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I'm doing great. So to start the show, I do want to just take 3 full deep breaths and then just say what we're grateful for today. So we're just going to start. I needed that. Yes. All right. So what are you grateful for today?
You know, it's so simple, but I always have to start off being grateful. We're just waking up this morning. You know, it's one of the ones that I always start off with because just waking up is a blessing. Definitely, I would say number 2 would be allowing me to be on the B-Roll platform because it's really rare that I get to have the opportunity to express myself past the product. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that.
Yes. And,
thank you so much for having me. And then 3rd, you know, I would say I am giving gratitude today fully to love in general, because love is what heals us all, heals the world.
Yes, Ashe, that's beautiful. I absolutely love that. And I'm definitely happy to have you here too, especially because it's season 2 and just like I'm doing things differently. So I'm really, really grateful to have you here. So that's definitely one of my gratitudes for today, as well as just waking up as well. I definitely feel you. I actually, like, I would say like last month I started to put more in perspective how much gratitude there is to be given when just for a new day, just for a fresh start. So mm-hmm. Definitely grateful for that. What's your favorite form? I know you actually just said you went bike riding. Would you consider that your favorite form of movement, or what would you consider your favorite form of movement?
So my favorite form of movement is this. I have a really like love-hate relationship with working out.
Like, yeah, me too.
I really, you know, I always like, I don't like working out. Like, it always, like, I dread it when I start. But then it's like that euphoria that you get like while you're doing it, and when you're done, it's just like, you know, that is the best form of movement, because it's like you're relieving stress and tension and loosening your body and just letting off steam. So I would definitely say that one.
Yes, that's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So what would you say are some of your core values that apply, like just in general, that you live by and stand by?
So my personal core values, like I truly believe that, you know, I was here, put on this earth to like spread love. So like love is like one word you always hear me use. Like mm-hmm. My core values is always to spread love. Like, no matter what, if the person is giving you like the worst negative energy, most hate, I always just try to like give them love, because, you know, like I'm hoping that that'll inspire them or motivate them to be like, oh, you know what, this feels good, and just kind of like continue that cycle. So that's definitely a core value of mine. And definitely have to say just believing in the strength of the community, of the world. Like, I really feel for all beings, all animals, all plants. And yes. I just feel like, you know, we got to stand together. So if I see anything that isn't right for anybody, I'm always that person like interfering. Like, this guy shutting
yes.
down. So those are definitely my core values. And just like standing your truth, just standing in your truth of yep. who you are, and not being, you know, just never being apologetic for who you are.
Yes, definitely. I love all of those. Those are some of mine as well, especially like moving in love and just spreading love, because I feel the same. I feel like everything starts with love, and I feel like if I'm able to fully put that out, then I know that that's what I'll receive back. So I love that. Absolutely. So do you recall, especially because you mentioned like Earth, and I have a question. My first question was about Mother Earth. But do you recall like when you first felt in tune with Mother Earth, and like how did that end up shaping your business journey with Naked Soul Solutions?
Oh, this is a great question. I love this one. So my grandma's from Barbados, and she was a gypsy, so she was always into like natural remedies, herbal remedies, and like spiritual healing. And at the time when I was young, you know, Reiki and all this type of different wellness experiences wasn't something that was popular. It was very mm-hmm. it was very looked down upon. So I never used to have anybody to talk to about. So it was always just like reserved to my family, because it was like people looked at it as like the devil or worshiping evil type stuff. So it kind of molded with her. And then my mother also kind of carried that same path. She's very into like natural remedies, natural healing. So I was just always raised around it. And then I also went to school for biology.
So yes.
I just merged knowledge and passion. And then kind of just, that just made me who I am. And it's just like, how else can you represent a brand without just truly immersing yourself in that? So it just naturally had that reflection of just incorporating Mother Earth, because it's just, I always get sad and always want to talk about the environment and people,
yes,
and community. So I was just like, I want this platform to just represent all of that.
That's absolutely beautiful. Do you feel like you had them well prepared, like especially because of your grandmother and your mother, like they prepared you well for this journey, just your journey in general outside of your business? Do you feel prepared in your day-to-day life?
I definitely would say that it definitely prepared me in life. Because it taught me, I felt like I've always been a very grounded person ever since I was a kid, which a lot of people cannot say that. You know, I didn't even know that was a thing, that people didn't know who they are until I got older and I heard people say it. So that definitely, you know, helped keep my, helped me rooted and just in tune with myself.
That's beautiful. But that's how I also feel too, because I'm a Capricorn and I have Capricorn a lot in my planet. So I'm naturally, I feel like, always been grounded, mostly like to myself and quiet, like introverted for the most part. So I definitely feel that presently, with everything that's going on, really outside of everything that's going on in the world, but do you feel stuck at all, or do you feel like there's places where you can grow right now, and how are you working towards that?
So I would say right now I'm in that transitional phase of like everything is like trying to like be like let go or come into my life. But the one thing that I can definitely say is I'm stuck at, or I would say I'm struggling with moving forward, is letting go and forgiving of like things that like made me mad, or made people that made me mad. Because you know how like sometimes you find yourself like letting old memories define you.
Yep.
So I would say like that's what's keeping me stuck, is just trying to like move
detach from that.
Yeah, detach from that.
Yep. Yes, because it's definitely same with me. I literally just ignored, I think I tweeted like what, 2 weeks ago, but I was just like, dang, like I really can be petty and hold grudges, and the person may not know I'm being petty or holding the grudge, but I know that I am, and I don't like the energy that that carries, and I've been that way, you know, for all my life. I don't want to continue being that way.
I feel that, because like you said, that containing that energy inside of you, you may think you're having that, like, even on a good day, you just absorbing all of that energy and keeping it inside is just like, it's doing, it's not serving the higher you. You don't even know, like, you're not even unleashing your greatest self, because you're like keeping that, you know, low vibration on you. So once I realized, like, I went to a retreat a couple months ago, and I didn't even tell the story of what it was, but I was just like, one lady saw me crying, she's like, whatever you want to let go, whoever hurt you, she's like, that person is asleep peacefully at night and you over here stressing about it. And it was just something so simple as that, that I was just like, that alone made me let go that much more, because it's just like the thought of someone else having the power over you, and I was like, no, like, this got to stop.
Yes. Period. That's how I be. I'm like, I'm not about to keep doing this, just giving away my power and my energy. Like, I'm not about to keep doing it.
Exactly.
So what part of your daily regime do you look forward to the most, that would you say helps keep you grounded, help keeps you motivated and disciplined in your everyday life?
So when I wake, I would have to say my morning ritual, because when I wake up, I really get excited. Well, morning and night, because they're both kind of rituals, but I get excited because I get to wake up in the morning, you know, give gratitude for even opening my eyes. I always start off with kind of like, I want to say it's like, it looks like it's cleaning my house, but it's more of like a spiritual cleanse. Like, I sweep my floors, I'm kind of like letting go old things. I light an incense, you know, to start the new day.
That's beautiful.
I water my plants, meditate, sip my tea. So that right there is like my everyday practice before I even start anything. And that just kind of, like you said, keeps me grounded, puts me in a better spirit, keeps me, you know, in a regimen that will keep me disciplined. And then I start my day after that. And the same thing with going to bed. I look forward to having that nighttime slow down where I have my tea and kind of just meditate in that moment of stillness. And then I guess the dream. So day and night, those are what I look forward to.
That's beautiful. How does your relationship doing your rituals help foster you? Do you feel like that you find yourself having to often change your rituals, or do you feel like you pretty much stick to it like as much as you can throughout the year?
So I, I try to stay consistent as possible. Mm-hmm. I do have my waves. Sometimes I think I let my emotions get the best of me, like, you know, which is normal. So I'll just have my days where I'm just like, I'm not feeling well, and, you know, I won't do it. But right now I'm in this phase of, like, whenever I want to, like, stop working out or not meditate, knowing the benefits that come with it, I'm just like, you know, it's going to be for the better. So I'm trying to, like, break that habit of just, like, not want to do it because I'm, you know, down.
Yeah. Your business affirmations.
Affirmations right now is, I don't know if it's more of an affirmation, but something I like to do is every time I get an order, I like to say that person's name out loud and, like, say thank you to that person, even if I don't know them. That's one thing that I have to always do, just put that, like, gratitude in the air.
Yes, I love that.
So if it's somebody named, like, Anime, I'll literally be like, thank you, Anime, I really appreciate, like, and I'll say it out loud, like, no matter who's in the room.
Right. No, really though, that's beautiful.
And then but as far as, like, affirmations right now, since I just hit my 1-year anniversary, I'm like, now it's time to expand and how can I grow? So abundance is just, like, the one, like, setting in the air every day. I got this intentional oil for growth and prosperity and abundance, and I've been rubbing it on and just really just putting the energy out into the world.
That's beautiful. Yes. What would you say one of your favorite products is, like, that you have? Like, what's your top one product that you created that you just absolutely love?
So I really go back and forth with this all the time. like, because I really, you know, I do, I use, like, at least 4 of them on a regular basis. So I would say if I had to pick one, it's kind of tie. I'm going to say, you know what, I'm going to go with, I want to say the youth juice, but I'm going to go with the dirt and mud mask, because the dirt and mud mask, when I thought of that, when I was on vacation, I was, like, looking at the water and, you know, the palm trees, and I was feeling good. So that's what reminded me of, like, earth and being grounded.
Yes, beautiful.
And that one, I just love the smell. I love the groundedness that it brings. I love the texture, actually, like, you know, the benefits for it. And it's like a hidden gem. It's definitely not my, I would say it's my third selling product, because my youth juice and the body cream are, like, my top two. But it's, like, the hidden gem one, because the everybody that buys that always keeps getting it.
Right. I mean, I bet. What? When I first seen that product, I was like, oh my gosh. And I got a whole big order I need to place soon. So just you wait on me, because I'm going to be placing a huge order for, like, one of everything.
You silly. I'm always down for a burner. You got your juices.
Yes. Listen, okay. Yes, you already know. What would you say? Another question I really wanted to ask you is, what is one of your favorite herbs? Because I know personally, I'm looking to get more into herbalism, but I know I want to, like, start with, like, one herb or a few, like, 3 herbs. Like, I don't want to overwhelm myself. So what would you say is your favorite herb, and why is your favorite herb?
Cool. That is a tough question. What is my favorite herb?
Or top two, if you can't decide.
Okay.
Top two.
Okay. So I'm going to say one of my favorites to work with is burdock root.
Yes. Oh my God, I love burdock.
I love burdock because, you know, I just love the benefits that it brings. When my cat had cancer a couple years ago, I made this, like, herbal remedy tea that took, like, 12 hours, and I had used burdock in it, and I got to actually see it heal him. And I just love, I read a book on it. So for some reason, I just have this, like, unspoken connection to burdock root. Definitely that one. I like the earthiness taste that it brings as well.
Me too.
I'm really drawn. I think I'm really drawn to, like, the roots that ground you.
Yes.
And then probably, what's another really good one? I like working with, which one? You can
There's
never
so
go wrong
many.
With calendula. I'm like, you can never go wrong with calendula. Calendula is,
like, I know, that's the top one.
Right. It's like the golden herb, you know, it has so many skin benefits, medicinal benefits, internal benefits, and it's just the flower itself. It's just, you know, spiritually healing.
Yes. I love both of those very much. I love lavender And I actually, because my given name is Jasmine, I love jasmine flowers. So I love both of those, and I'm really excited to just like get more into herbalism personally. Let me just see. So we're just going to start to wrap up. I got like a few more questions. So the next question I had was, do you prioritize rest and have rest days? Because from what I can see, just like on Instagram, you be working and doing what you got to do. Okay. So what does a rest day look like for you?
Yeah. So, see, I'm a sleeper and I'm a dreamer. So I definitely make sure that I try to do 2 days, Monday or Monday, Tuesday off. Normally Monday will just be like a day of rest, and that kind of just is more of like my planning day where I'm kind of like setting the week out, setting my intentions, kind of just resting up, and then making sure I get to spend time with my fiance and my dog and my cat. And
yes, congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, with that, and at least, like you said, I just mentioned earlier, at least try to make sure we get some type of connection with outdoor and nature. So yes, and maybe a bath if I have it time. Try to do a bath at least once a month.
Yeah, so do I, because I know the bath is like something I realize I can't do without. Like I notice a difference when I go too long without a bath and just being present in the water and allowing my body to really just relax, but really intentionally, like making sure to relax all my muscles. Bath time.
It really makes me sad because people really underestimate the power of the bath. And I'm reading this book on like spiritual baths, and it's talking about different spiritual bath rituals that they do all around the world. And this it's a really good book. It's this one phrase that I heard that I cannot let go now, and it just makes so much sense. It was like, water is the most tangible thing that you can touch to the divine.
And that's powerful.
I was like, it's so simple, but it was just like, you know, I always had this unspoken like connection to water. And then like for those, like for me, you know, I never not believed in God, but I definitely was someone that questioned God. And nature is what helped me like connect with, you know, with him more. And so when I heard that, I was like, you know, water is the most tangible, because you know, that's why we have, you get baptized in water, you know, spiritual healings in water. And then you go to the Buddhist temple and you wash your hands. So I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't know, it just resonated with me so much for some reason.
Yes, the power of water is, I'm the same way. Like, I love to swim, not in the ocean necessarily, but I also I love the ocean for what it is, because when you do taste the salt water or like feel the salt water, you can feel the cleansing, and it's like exfoliating because of the salt in the water. Like, it's really cleansing and getting the grittiness off of you in the ocean. But I love water. I love everything about water. Is who do you want to become? Not in a set amount of time. I don't want to set, like, when I ask that question, it's my final question for everybody, and I don't want a time set, because we are ever evolving, ever changing. But who do you aspire to become? Who are you working towards becoming?
I feel like my answer is so simple. I feel like I'm working towards the best version I could possibly be. So like every day I'm literally like making sure that I try to do some type of personal self-growth or personal type of healing, just so that I can unleash just, you know, a side of me that I maybe be uncomfortable with or I've never been exposed to, just so that I can just be comfortable into this new person that I'm growing into, and just make sure that I always continue to just maintain to be open. So yeah, that's what I'm working on. So just being like the best person that I can be, and hopefully just be an example to someone else to be the best version they can be, to spread love and just, you know, continue that cycle of just, you know, raising the vibrations of the universe.
Yes, Ashe, and that is a beautiful way to end this episode. Thank you so much, G, for coming on. I just want you to give yourself a shout out, please. Shout out to business, please.
Yes, so I'm G with Naked Soul Solutions. It's an intentional self-care brand. I have all handmade skincare products, herbal remedies, and wellness goods. I do full moon rituals and Reiki with my products, you know, setting the intentions of high vibrations, so that when you use these products, you'll have, you know, you'll be feeling all the good vibes. So check us out. You can find us on Instagram at @NakedSoul_solutions, and you can go to my website at www.shopnakedsoul.com.
Yes, period. And I'm going to have all the information linked in the podcast notes. So thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you again, G, for coming on.
Thank you, love. I appreciate talking to you. I had fun.
Thank you. All right.